Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
On with Mario Lopez.
I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for
On with Mario Pop Quiz.
Today, we are trying to see who knows more about the presidents of the United States since today is, of course, President's Day. Mr. Frazier is going to take the reins as we get our hands on the buzzers.
Can I just forfeit right now?
Nope. Not an option.
Come on.
Here we go.
Where's that spirit?
Since it is President's Day 2023, who was the 23rd president? His initials are BH. Mario.
The 23rd president of the United States.
Get to it. Get to it.
Hold on. I'd like to build it up.
You're starting to sound like...
Is Bob Anderson.
It was not Bob... Did you say Anderson?
Yes.
You said BH.
BH.
Oh, BH. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That's
Bob.
It. That's
oh, my it. God. I thought you said BA. Gosh, damn it. I don't know why.
Like,
can I
like
do
you
one?
Think changing the last name, it's still going to be Bob? Courtney, you had all that time to think about it.
Bill?
Incorrect. Yeah. Benjamin Harrison.
Harrison.
Never
I
heard
there
of
was
him.
A Harrison. I knew the
Benjamin Harrison.
Bob's not so far fetched if his name is Ben, by
well,
the way.
I mean, it's
just a B.
It's a completely different name.
Yeah, but so. It's not like Bob is far, you know what I mean? Like, wow, you'll never be a president, Bob.
I said Bill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, you guys are going with nicknames for some reason.
Bill Clinton.
All right, here we go. Who was the first U.S. president to be assassinated? Courtney.
Carter.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct. There's one more question in this round. Here we go. Which president and his wife hold the record for longest marriage? That was Courtney Barely.
The Clintons.
Incorrect.
Ronald Reagan and Nancy.
Incorrect. You are going to kick yourself.
Carter. Biden. Carter. 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 It's Carter. Of
Jimmy
course.
And Rosalind Carter, 74 years.
Oh
wow.
My God.
Can you believe that? Carter.
All right,
wow.
It is.
I didn't even think about that.
It is 1-0. We'll take a break, come back and do some more.
I just figured you would never put his an answer in there for him.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Round two of our President's Day pop quiz. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. The score is 1-0 and a prop. What is the next question?
That's right. There was a prop given as well. There is just one question in this round. Which president installed a one-lane bowling alley in the White House that still remains today?
Roosevelt.
Incorrect.
It's not Roosevelt?
Courtney.
Sounds like something Roosevelt would do.
Why?
Because he was a G.
Okay.
Teddy?
The actor.
Teddy was.
Reagan.
The actor Reagan is incorrect. Richard Nixon.
Nixon.
In 1969.
That.
Well, it's still 1-0 in a prop.
Okay.
We'll play some music, come back, and do another one.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, keeping the music coming your way as we squeeze in round three of our President's Day pop quiz. The score is currently 1-0. Let's see.
That's right. Mario is currently winning.
I know where our kids get it.
We're going to do two. We're going to do two quick questions in this one. Here we go. Who is the only president to ever be selected to the Supreme Court following his presidency?
Oh, that's a good one. Who was
Mario?
Who was a judge? I'm going to go Eisenhower.
Incorrect. Courtney.
Hill.
I'm sorry?
Hill.
Hill?
Hill was not a president. Was it Gerald Ford?
No, Taft. It was Taft.
Taft. Wow.
All right. Okay. And one more quick one in this round. Which president introduced the Social Security system? Mario.
Eisenhower.
Incorrect. Courtney.
That is Nixon.
Incorrect. FDR.
Oh, Rose.
Oh, he was in a wheelchair.
FDR. That's a fun fact.
Yes. That's a prop.
That's a fun fact. All right. We're going to play some music, come back, and wrap this up.
Final round of our President's Day pop quiz. Mario Courtney Lopez here. The score is currently 1-0. Let's get to it.
And maybe a prop. Okay, here we go. Final round. Hands on buzzers. Which president was a fashion model for Cosmopolitan magazine in the 1940s? Mario.
Truman.
Incorrect. I like the confidence. Courtney?
I can't even think of anyone.
There's only 40-something options.
I don't know. Roosevelt.
Incorrect. Gerald Ford.
Ford. Wow.
Ford was a model, a male model. He was the original Santa Gotti, I believe.
Look at that. Okay.
Which president wrote the Declaration of Independence? Mario.
Thomas Jefferson.
Correct.
Yeah, 1776. Prop.
Two and a prop.
Two and a prop. You have to get the answer to get the prop.
2-0. Okay. Here we go. Which president had the nickname Old Hickory? Mario.
Washington.
Incorrect.
Lincoln.
Incorrect. Andrew Jackson. He earned the name during his military service. He was unbending as a tree and tough as wood.
Old Hickory. And also on the $20 bill.
There you go. That's another fun fact.
I should
no
know
props.
We're doing these quizzes when the holidays come up, and I should do research before.
All right, two more. Here we go. It is 2-0. You could prop. Try to two in a prop. You could try to win this. Who was the president when Mario was born almost half a century ago? Mario.
Nixon.
That is correct. It is 3-0 Ooh. 2-0. This is the final question. It is worth 2023 points because we're in 2023. Here we go. Which state has produced the most U.S. presidents? Mario.
The state that has produced the most
sound like Miss Teen South
U.S.
Carolina.
Presidents. I'm going to go with Georgia.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Fun fact, the only president to come out of Georgia was Carter.
Was Carter.
It the
only? I figured yes. The South, though, would be somebody from the South.
Alabama.
Incorrect. Virginia.
Oh, that
I'm
sounds
not,
like
I'm a, not that like
eight. Eight.
Wow, Virginia.
William
South,
Henry.
South, though, I was right. It's somebody yeah. from, it's from the South.
William Henry Harrison, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, Zachary Taylor, John Tyler, George Washington, and Woodrow Wilson.
That makes a lot of sense because that was originally our nation's capital. Or at one point, it was Philly, then the D.C., Virginia area. So they all maybe
then they tried to make Philly New York. Before New York became New York.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Philly was a bigger city than New York originally.
Yeah. But they did, for some reason, I don't remember why, but it didn't become.
But the South. I knew it was the South. Yeah. Okay.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.